Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tom Thayer.
I respect Matt Nagy and his visor.
Chicago Bears radio analyst.
There was one time we were playing Tampa short yardage goal line. I was in the end zone waiting for Harbaugh to throw me the ball. Instead of throwing the ball, he ran it in. And I go, Jim, you could have padded your stats by throwing me a one-yard pass.
He goes,
I know, but I thought you would drop it.
Did you think you had good hands?
I know I did.
41-12.
Look at these things.
1985 Super Bowl champion.
Walter Payton, Mike Ditka, hungry Chicago, finally champions on this January day in New Orleans.
Tom Thayer with Molly and Hall on 670 The Score.
Bears.
Molly and Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight, always a somewhat humiliating experience to talk to a man as great as Tom Thayer. And he joins us now on the guest hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. We are unworthy, but we do get a chance to talk to him. Good morning, Tom. How are you, sir?
Oh, you know, I'm probably in the same mood that you guys are in, and disappointed and frustrated and searching for answers and, you know, looking over the tape and trying to see what direction you go in at this point. And, you know, I guess you got to get ready for the Steelers on Monday night, which is going to be one of the most hostile environments that they'll play in all year, even worse than Cleveland and, you know, some of the other ones they play in.
Tom, what's so frustrating is that you get the play out of the quarterback, you get Justin Fields to do what he did, and your defense lets you down. The 49ers only have the ball for 22 and a half minutes, but they scored 24 points in the final 21. That's unacceptable. What do you think was the biggest problem defensively?
You know, I think there was some poor, you know, for example, the first third down they face, they had seven defensive linemen and linebackers at the line of scrimmage with one defensive back in press coverage. And so when Jimmy G went to the line of scrimmage, he goes, oh my God, I have Kendall Vildor who's playing off with outside leverage and no safeties in the middle of the field. So on this third down that I was going, God, one of my keys of the game was, you know, Bears, the first defensive stand, they got to go three and out to give the Bears good field position to allow it get in the scoring position. But then it was a defensive concept that it didn't work. The second level of guys was Kendall Vildor, Duke Shelley, and Jalen Johnson. And it was just an easy decision from that point on. And then they went, you know, they ended up going down the field and I think missing the field goal. But, you know, yeah, some poor initial lineups that gave Jimmy Garoppolo an opportunity to do an evaluation and understand where the ball was going to go. Challenging to the coverages that the DBs couldn't really hang into the hip pocket with the receivers. And then when they got in a position where the receiver was making a break, they were getting in an efficient catching position. And then some of the, you know, I can't remember how many plays I counted, but some of the undisturbed quarterback opportunities to sit behind the line of scrimmage and just sit there and wait and wait and wait for that receiver to get open and then boom, throw him the ball. So, you know, I was kind of disappointed in I'm not going to say defensive effort. I'm going to say some of the positions that they lined up in before the snap of the ball.
Hmm. How did you think Larry Borum did? That was a highlight.
You know, I guess kind of played, you know, the right tackle position after being, you know, off the field for a couple weeks in kind of in a game time condition. You're not going to replicate what's going to be asked of you when you go out there and you practice, and you practice at the tempo that they practice at nowadays, in the fact that you're only in pads one day. Yeah, you get to, you know, dip your toe in the water, but it's not necessarily a recreation of what's expected of you. So I still want to cultivate his talent, and I want to see where, at what level he grows to. And if Jason Peters wasn't there, I would probably continue the process at left tackle rather than right tackle. But, you know, I'm encouraged by what I see, and I want to take it to week two.
Tom, did the season get away from the Bears yesterday? I mean, 4-4, 3-5, there is a difference. And I feel like if you win that game, you have a little different big picture perspective than maybe you do if you lose it. And I just wonder if you feel, is that part of the frustration that we can hear in your voice?
Yeah, you know, to me, the season got away when Aaron Rodgers decided to come back and play in Green Bay. And then I've said it before that I thought everybody was fighting for second place in this division. The most encouraging thing to me from yesterday was kind of watching the process of Justin and how elusive of an athlete he can be and how he can extend plays. And the more familiar he becomes with the passing game, I think the better quarterback he's going to become. Yeah, you know, you think the Bears had 176-yard rushing, 100 of it was from Justin, I think 10.3 a carry or something. So, yeah, that part of it is exciting, and it's going to be challenging to the opponents if they don't run a kind of a style of defense that's going to try to keep him into the pocket. But, you know, I just wanted to see continuous development. I was all frustrated all week, David, when a team comes in here on a four-game losing streak, but they're favored by 4 points in your home stadium. I just kind of wanted to see if these guys were able to answer the bell and kind of take that message personally and come out with a performance and, you know, beat the 49ers.
Justin Fields, the great scramble play will be the one on the highlight tape, but the other one where he threw a touchdown pass to the tight end, Jesse James, great catch. That's the one that made you feel encouraged about his process moving forward. I was saying to David, I thought the one play where they went empty backfield and he got rid of the ball quickly and found the tight end and just on the side of the field, that's the kind of play you got to make, and he made it. And I thought there were moments like that in the game that were very encouraging.
I agree with you, Molly, and that was really exciting to see is what the future holds. But then let's go back to play two, where Justin is kind of rolling to his left-hand side. He's got three receivers open, two of them being tight ends, and he doesn't throw the ball, where he runs it and he awkwardly slides head first and hits the ground. It's that type of play so early in the game. Get the ball out of your hand, into the hands of one of your playmakers, and that's what your responsibility ends. Don't, you know, pass up three receivers that are open second play of the game and then, you know, take that impactful slide on your noggin, because you got to protect yourself. And the reason the plays are designed for you to a moving pocket rollout, whatever you want to describe it at, is that ball's got, it's got to be thrown. And I think if you do that early in the game, you're saying, okay, they're having some creativity with the quarterback position and his athleticism. You got three receivers to that side. You get the ball out of his hands. Okay, now we better start controlling the contain rush of the defensive ends. We better have the second level linebacker hang with the tight end a little bit longer. And then you start exposing your opponent to the things you can do well. So yeah, I'm super excited. The throw he made to Jesse James for the touchdown in the end zone, impressive. Rolling to his left, right-handed quarterback, throws it accurately. But, you know, I think of every play in the game, not just the good ones.
Tom, who do you think was the best quarterback on the field Sunday?
Experienced Jimmy Garoppolo, athletically Justin Fields. I still think, but Trey Lance was never on the field. It would have been interesting to see what he would offer San Francisco at that point with a strong running game, but they don't have a marquee tight end in George Kittle, but they do have a marquee receiver in Samuel. But still, like I said, athletically, Justin by far, but Jimmy Garoppolo, the experience and being able to come into a hostile environment, even though there is a strong support of 49ers fans in the building, I think that he did a nice job of patiently waiting for his receivers to open and getting the ball to them efficiently.
Oh, boy, Tom.
Yes,
defense, man, I got to tell you, the second half of that game, I know the Bears only punted twice, but they never had to punt. You didn't force a single punt in a professional football game with the defense. And I get it, you know, max out, and that's huge. There was no pass rush. But that and Eddie Jackson got hurt. We can make excuses, but that's very, very deflating.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's disappointing because, listen, if you're hanging your hat on Khalil Mack being there or not, then I guess, you know, you are fighting for third place or whatever, because you can't just let one – although, listen, man, I love Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
And, he works hard in practice. He takes on, multiple blockers. Teams have to control their pass protection accordingly. But, you know, I mean, I need Akeem. I need Blackson. I need Blau Nichols. I need Quinn. I need even blitzes by Roquan because he's a good blitzer. So I need creativity when Khalil's not in the lineup and your defense has to, you know, somehow get to the quarterback somehow.
Tom, I don't want to oversimplify this or go full meatball on you, but it does seem like since Jalen Johnson posted the Instagram photo of him being fined, and since he created the controversy and brought that attention onto himself, he's had two subpar games. I don't know where he was yesterday, but I know that you had Deebo Samuel owning you, and it was he dominated your defense, and you do have a shutdown corner that you could have done something about it with, and yet he was nowhere to be found. What has happened to him in the last 2 weeks?
You know, he has no aggressive anticipation because they're not getting consistent pressure on the opponent's quarterback. If you sit there and you overreact to a route and that receiver double moves you, then it's going to be 6 points, not a tackle for a 10-yard gain. And, you know, Jalen is a good long cornerback, and he's got a really bright future. But he can be a really good cornerback if he's supported by the guys up front. And, you know, you can't give Jimmy Garoppolo from 4 to 6 seconds on multiple plays with a guy like Samuel and think you're going to cover him the whole time. And then, like I said, some poor defensive design at the line of scrimmage that gave Jimmy Garoppolo immediate notification where he's going to go with the ball because of how the defense is lined up. And then there's a couple times, even on that long pass right before the end of the first half, super disappointed in the reaction of the safeties. Even though it was an interior route, the safeties never dropped to a point
right
where there could be, double coverage against them.
I got to tell you, I mean, it was just one of these games. I thought on the 83-yard, I just thought everybody was waiting for someone else to make a play. And I don't know how you let that guy beat you at that moment. I don't know how you let that guy beat you before the half. It just seemed like, honestly, that shouldn't be allowed to happen. Somebody missed an assignment or somebody failed to call the right thing. You just can't play a game where you have one guy you got to be concerned about, and he's the guy that breaks your back.
Yeah, I agree with you. To allow a guy to run a screen, it's really a bubble screen because there was no offensive lineman out in front of him making these marquee blocks to set him free. It was more of him going north and south and just outrunning the desire of a tackler.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's disappointing me. But then I'll go to the Bears side. They ran screens and they had illegal men downfield. You got to know the process and the timing of the screen according to your responsibilities so you know where you're set up. There's a couple times where if the Bears could use their outside ability and run screens efficiently, they could counter that with screens of their own version.
Tom, I wasn't hooked up to the radio yet, but so I missed the first series. What was your reaction to Damian Williams starting in place of Khalil Herbert for that first drive?
Boy.
You know, I didn't care because a lot of the teams that we face so far, their running back situation is always a two-headed monster. And I think Damian gives you a different type of vision than Khalil does. So, you know, I was just thinking, okay, play one. They, you know, maybe it's an outlet pass. Maybe it's something that, you know, Damian sees this defense a little differently. But I didn't lose any faith in Khalil Herbert because of it. I was just figuring, okay, if this is just a, you know, more experienced running back who's getting back involved in the mix and they give him the first play. Me, if I was an offensive guard, it would make me mad because I want to play every snap. But, you know, rotating running backs is kind of a theme in the NFL.
Okay.
We'll let you go, Tom. Are you anticipating a trade tomorrow by 3 p.m.?
There's a few guys in my that I would have in mind that I would be willing to trade. But
you want to share their names? Who?
You know, I don't know. I would have to consider A-Rob just to see if there was a team out there that really wanted his services that was going to give me some value for him. And I know that the financial ramifications of the contract, you know, is, you know, different for teams around the league. But, you know, is the only guy that I would consider untouchable to me is Justin. And, you know, everybody else.
Wow.
I would, but that's just the business.
Yeah.
I mean, what is your goal in the long run? Is it to sit here in third place in the division or either put together a roster that you're going to get guys that are going to eventually go and compete for a division championship?
Absolutely true.
Well, Roquan, no.
Okay, maybe so.
I'm
Tom,
just saying.
Yeah, Roquan and Justin Fields, right?
You got one really young, good defender.
All right. Two players.
Dangle that carrot in front of my face, and then we'll talk about it.
Wow, look at you.
No, and I'm not. Listen, man, I love Roquan. That dude is legit. I mean, he's Fred Warner-like. He's like the other marquee linebackers in the league. But again, just going back to the statement, and I'm not trying to slight anybody. I'm just, you know, I have an open negotiation at trade deadline to see if someone offers me some unrealistic opportunity. I'm not saying get rid of them.
Sure.
But I'm listening to everybody.
That's fair.
Great stuff, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
All right, guys. See ya.
That is Tom Thayer. That's a great comment, in my opinion.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.